A Canton woman is set for arraignment tomorrow in municipal court after being charged with murder in a fatal shooting. Police say 38-year-old Leanne Haynes was arrested at her home following a shooting that occurred just after 3 a.m. Sunday in the 1900 block of 6th Street Northeast. Multiple 911 calls reported gunfire, and officers found a man shot in the back in the parking lot of Hillview Apartments. The victim has been identified as 43-year-old Ronnie Brown of Canton. He was taken to Altman Hospital, where he later died. The investigation continues. A Michigan man has pleaded not guilty to animal cruelty charges after Massillon police say five dogs were found malnourished in filthy conditions. 32-year-old Corey Swartzentruber of Adrian is accused of depriving five Labrador mixes of food and water. He was arraigned today in municipal court. Police say the dogs were extremely thin and seen tearing through trash for food in an area filled with garbage and scrap. The alleged incident was reported June 7th. Swartzentruber was arrested Saturday and later released on his own recognizance. A pretrial hearing is set for June 30th. A fatal ATV accident is under investigation in Pike Township. Stark County Sheriff's deputies were called to the 6100 block of Cleveland Avenue Southeast around 3:30 Sunday afternoon for a report of a seriously injured rider. Investigators say the victim either fell from the vehicle or crashed while operating it on private property. The rider was pronounced dead at Mercy Hospital. His name has not been released pending family notification. The Canton Metro Crash Team and Stark County Coroner's Office are assisting in the investigation. Two Massillon residents were killed in a traffic crash Saturday afternoon in Wayne County. The Highway Patrol says 54-year-old Mark Sweeney died at the scene after his motorcycle was hit at the intersection of State Route 226 and County Road 51 in Ripley Township. His passenger, 52-year-old Michelle Sweeney, was flown to Summa Health in Akron with critical injuries and later died. Troopers say an 18-year-old Norton woman driving a van failed to yield at a stop sign and entered the motorcycle's path. She and a juvenile passenger were not injured. The crash remains under investigation. New owners are set to take over three former Massillon Elementary School sites following a public auction held Friday. The sale of the Whittier, Gorell, and Franklin properties generated nearly $700,000 for the district. Developers say single-family homes are planned for two of the sites, while the third will become a senior living facility. The sales now go before the Massillon Board of Education for final approval later this month. A 15-year-old Bedford High School student is dead after a drowning at a quarry lake in Aurora Thursday afternoon. Portage County officials say fire crews responded to the 300 block of Treat Road just after 4. The teen and a friend had been jumping from rocks into the water when he struggled swimming back to shore and went under. Divers later recovered his body in about 10 feet of water. Counseling is being offered at the school. The National Weather Service in Pittsburgh is out today and tomorrow, surveying damage after storms moved through the region Sunday night. Crews are assessing possible tornado damage south of Salem and Lutonia in Columbiana County and near Anita in Jefferson County, Pennsylvania. A third survey is planned tomorrow in northern Butler County, Pennsylvania. Officials say final results from the first two surveys are expected later today or early tomorrow, with the Butler County assessment expected by tomorrow night or Wednesday. Charges are expected in a Lutonia case after police say an 8-year-old girl was found eating out of a dumpster at a local daycare. Lutonia police say the investigation began Thursday after staff discovered the child outside the facility. The girl was taken to Akron Children's Hospital in Boardman and later placed with relatives. Police say the child's siblings were removed from the home and Children's Services is now involved as the case continues. The maintenance supervisor in the Jackson Milton local school district has died. The district says 53-year-old David Cameron passed away following an incident reported at the high school Wednesday afternoon. According to a Milton Township police report, Cameron was hit in the head with a tree branch. Employees were administering CPR when officers arrived. EMS took Cameron to a hospital where he later died. Youngstown police are investigating after two people were shot in the city over the weekend. A city spokesperson confirms the shooting happened on North Lakeview Avenue. Both victims were taken to the hospital and were last listed in stable condition. No further details have been released. A Youngstown man has been identified after a fatal shooting June 7th on the city's north side. Police say 31-year-old Isaiah Donaldson was shot multiple times at his home on Bonita Avenue. A suspect, 29-year-old Isaac Chapman, turned himself in and is now in the Mahoning County Jail on a murder charge. He's expected to face a preliminary hearing today in municipal court. Mahoning County Republican Chair Tom McCabe has been reelected and will now lead both the party's executive and central committees. Party officials say the change follows the departure of former Central Committee Chair Drew Carchetti. The party also reelected two vice chairs and confirmed key staff positions. McCabe has overseen recent GOP gains in county races and says the party is focusing on maintaining momentum into 2026. Vianna Township officials say a revised financial recovery plan could help the community exit fiscal emergency a year earlier than expected. Trustees discussed the update during a recent fiscal recovery board meeting. The plan, first adopted in 2024, was adjusted after earlier concerns over payroll and fire department funding. Officials say the revised plan reflects updated spending and revenue projections, with recovery now targeted for 2028 if current practices continue. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.